Men, all fear is the fear of loss. No fear is independent of loss. Let this sink in and see where it leads you today as I delve into today's MGTOW mailbag regarding a MGTOW friend of ours that is detailing the story of his best friend who is foregoing all of his self-worth just for his girlfriend that is posting reminiscent social media content about how she misses her ex and is having sex with other guys and blatantly telling him about it. Only to win him back over giving him sex and, how cute, a heart-shaped brownie. Now, what the heck is going on here? He is off the blue pill, way off of it. There's not much hope here, but let's read the email and I'll provide a message that I think can be used, not just for him, but for other guys. And it's actually three emails, but I'm just going to read parts of two for the sake of time. I'll post as much as I can in the description below. Email one. I'm writing to ask your advice on something. My best friend is in serious trouble with his girlfriend, and I do not know how to snap him out of it. They have been dating for over a year, and there's been multiple instances where she has severely betrayed his trust. On two occasions, she made long posts on social media about how she missed being with a different man who she had been with in the past. On one occasion, she sent nudes to him, to that same ex, despite being in a relationship. My reaction upon hearing these things was always something like, "Good Lord, are you breaking up with her?" And then he would respond something like, "Oh, it's fine now," or, "Oh, we worked it out." And this is a very common response. And I would press him and ask him why he was getting back with her after she did those things, and he always said, "She makes me happy." So he, most recently, never used protection and accidentally came inside of her. He works at a fast food joint and goes to the same college as me, so he is absolutely in no position to have a child. He probably isn't, even if he worked a better job. And he's not married to her, obviously. Thankfully, she did not get pregnant, at least from my knowledge. My friend is playing with fire, the worst kind. You're very right about that. I think he's basing his self-worth in her because he has had problems with his self-esteem in the past. This is the second excerpt. I asked my friend the next day what happened with the woman. He was beating around the bush, so I already knew the answer. I told him to come out with it, and he admitted to taking her back. As you can imagine, I was appalled at this news. And also, guys, this email correspondence detailed how she had sex with another guy as well, not just posting the nudes. I asked him what he was thinking, and this is roughly the explanation that I was given. She realized that he was a typical dropout deadbeat who does drugs and stuff. She apologized to me, and we're working it out. I know you disagree with it, but whose relationships are easy? I hope this does not mess with our friendship. I told him that we're still cool, but that I in no way respected or agreed with his decision. The next day they hung out, and she baked him a brownie shaped in a heart, and they had sex. I asked him if that somehow smooths over everything, and he just said it was fine. They're working on it. But if she withholds sex from him, things might not be so fine, but he might be saved. And so basically the question here, in the title of this video, my best friend is obsessed with her, and red pill prodigals. So why does this happen, men? The first thing, there's no self-value. And I've said this before many times, and that's the most important thing to cultivate in your life, is that self-value. You have to take into consideration two things when looking at the situation: the external situation in his life, and also the internal things. So you can only see the external things. You can't see the internal happenings and how much other areas of life are impacting his internal value and locus of control. So for example, he's going to go to college and he's working at a fast food restaurant. Maybe that's all he can do. But why isn't he working somewhere that gives him more money or is related to his field of study? Unless you're living in the middle of nowhere, internships are always available, and if they aren't relevant to your career, they could still work towards something. And he's not doing that. So you know what is going through his mind, and you can assume this because of external circumstances, is that he doesn't see his future. So his external circumstances suck. If you're just going to go to college and you're working at freaking Taco Bell making Crunchwrap Supremes for all the high school, high as kite college peers at 2 a.m., your existence is isolating. Not just because of that, but because of the difficulty of being a male in college. It's so hard to see past the current bubble, okay? And having sex with a woman is biologically something that happens or used to happen when you proved your worth as a man. And now it's happening when you're far from it. You had built a house, as it was in many ancient civilizations. You had to do that first. You had standing, and you had earned your right to have a woman. And because women actually retained their virginity to give it up to a man that had value, this had worked. But things aren't like this. And things that came in place before this gave a man value. Thus, if she were to act out like this previously, when previous structures were in place, he would be able to stand up for her. Okay? He stood up to her when she didn't act right. As if you're not grounded in other things in life, if you're not taking care of work, if you're not developing a self-identity, you know what happens? You end up with hanging out with the wrong people. You end up setting temporary pleasure over long-term goals and long-term satisfaction. And thus you choose to come inside your girl, because as you're about to orgasm, you don't see anything else that's better in life. Ask him what he thinks is better than that. Because when you have nothing going on in life, sex isn't just sex. Sex replaces the emptiness at work, emptiness in valuable platonic relationships that's not there, and self-improvement and learning. You don't have any of these things. They go out the window. Why do you see so many women and men that don't have paths in life have tons of children? Because they're looking for something to replace that void. And he hasn't cultivated a self-value that's outside of himself. He has to go inside of another person to search for it. That's where the internal value is, which you can cultivate in a number of ways. And one of them is by taking the red pill. You can create your own construct as to what value is defined as. And you no longer have to subscribe to the values that society has created, because society has created value towards things that enhance survival for the next generation. So if you're not having interest in having kids or raising a family, then that value is not where you will place value. And the thing is, nihilism has benefits, but valuing nothing leads to hopelessness. And hopelessness for about 99% of things in life that is offered to us is a worthwhile goal. But make sure you have hope for at least 1% of things, because if you don't, you don't have anything. And whatever you can do to cultivate that is what he needs. He needs advice, but it needs to come from within. And she is clearly lost if she too is okay with how things are going. And I'm not going to talk about other things like she's bored or she misses her ex, because that's not my place right now. I could talk about that other times. You can go to dating channels for that. But this chick used him as a distraction. The same thing happened to me and my first ex-girlfriend. We dated for 18 months. And she says that every boyfriend that she dated was embarrassing, and in some way for her, embarrassing, except for him. He was the only one deemed not embarrassing, yet he had 3 DUIs, drinking and a drug problem. They break up. Things don't work out, okay? I come along as the polar opposite just after that. And you know what you are here? You are to her? A gauze pad. You're just a band-aid until the next guy comes around. And I don't care what you do to prove that she needs a guy that aims to take care of her, value her life, and respect her. That will not change unless she chooses that, okay? That's the only main element of influence that will really change things. And number 2, this is so important, and this is my next bit of advice that hopefully resonate the most, is you can only plant the seed, okay? I know that you don't want to lose this guy, and you want to say something that will change his mind, but no man can change a guy's heart over a girl. Why do you think there are so many videos, blog posts, Twitter posts, whatever, titled, "Have a Funeral, Your Best Friend Just Got a Girlfriend," okay? So, you know, I don't recommend bringing up words like NAWAL and SMV in the wall, okay? He won't receive it. You can only plant the seed, and you cannot sow it. So there are things around him and your environment that get in the way. Much like the parable of the sower, seed will be cast on rocky ground, thorny ground, and dead ground, the majority of it. This cannot bloom. Your friend cannot bloom because he has no roots, okay? He is not rooted in anything outside of her. Therefore, he's allowing her to cheat on him and push him to the side. The MGTOW message is best received when it is heard when you're on that path, and paths do not follow rocky soil. Paths do not allow for weeds. They have to be clear. That man's mind has to be clear. A man that is on the path of freedom can only accept this freedom because he does not fear what he has to lose, which to him is his girlfriend, even if she's toxic. And what is the saying, the most dangerous man or the most dangerous soldier is the one that has nothing to lose? And the man with no conscience and most importantly no fear is always the most deadly. And you know why men in most relationships can't fully attain this? Because they have something they're afraid of losing. These relationships fail, though, because the enviable relationships in life are the ones that don't require a particular action to maintain. So you act as you please because you're not in the role as the one that will lose. All fear is rooted in loss, once again, guys. Any type of fear. And being free of a woman gives you one less thing to fear losing. You will take risks. You will take risks you won't regret. And you won't work that middle-of-the-road job and get that dad body that many men do. And you have to remember that you need to be his mind before he went to the blue pill side. Your mind is his red pill side right now, before he had a girlfriend. And I remember totally ditching my roommate, my teammate, even busmate, as we traveled from college to college for baseball and bus across the country. We probably spent over 200 hours in buses over 4 years, bunched into 2 seats next to each other, trying to talk on the phone, sleep, do classwork. We had bond in all areas and interests. You know what happened? I drifted apart because of a girl, and he gave me the red pill advice I needed, which was just being around. And I feel awful about it now, but I was the red pill prodigal son. He was the perfect example of letting me back in. And I remember when I broke up with my ex, my parents were actually in town visiting me at the time, and they told him that he's going to really need to be there for me right now. And I didn't really have anyone else because it was a power vacuum. She sucked it up. It's like a king that's dethroned in medieval Europe in a country, an empire, and nobody is there to take over it. Nobody would have been there for me. There was no one for the taking. There were no options. But he accepted me back as a red pill prodigal. And to make matters even worse, he had tried to get with my ex for about 4 months prior to when I dated her. And it's one of the most bizarre things. And you know what he did the whole time? He didn't bother me. He asked if he wanted to get food, to go hit at the batting cages, to work out together. He never told me, you need to spend less time with her. He never told me she is bad news, even though he told her to her face that she was going down a dark abyss in life. That was what brought me back in, because his life was simple, his days were simple. He could sleep anytime he wanted, he had free time, he could be the man I still wanted to be, and I saw that. You might not think that he is not seeing that. And don't show him one of my videos, just maybe take a sentence or two from my emails I send you, or a sentence from this video. That's the best response that you can give, because remember how the prodigal son story went? The son went off and squandered his life in wild living, which most likely included squandering time with money, time and money spent on women. His father did nothing. He didn't convince him to return. A man will be burnt out by what is bad, okay? And they'll see it eventually. It's his choice to return, obviously, but a man will return to what is familiar in times of crisis, and that's what happened to me. Pray that happens to your bro. And all you can do right now for yourself is to work on yourself and to be an example by what you're doing to work on yourself. Too many hours can go to the wayside otherwise, and you are at a critical time in your life as a young 20s dude. And this is when you can be the example for yourself, for your friend, and men behind you. Don't waste it. Pop that hoodie up. And if you have a story to share, men, your prodigal son story or the prodigal story of a friend coming from the blue pill back to reality, then please share below with the hoodies up. I'd love to hear from you guys, to hear your take on what I have to say and to encourage growth. I don't want this community to be solely based on the messages that I'm shooting out. I want your messages to be heard, as there are too many walls up in our way. I'm thinking of making a Slack community online that we can all join and chat amongst ourselves whatever time of the day it is. Let me know what would work for you, and let me know how your hoodie is helping today with an email at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodie's up, men. Hoodie is rolling out.